Mr. Scarsella, I've been asked to give you a downward dispositional departure to probation, largely because of the productive life that you led prior to November 23rd of 2015. Your family consistently talks about you as being bright and creative and good-natured. By all accounts, you did do well in school. You were finding success in your working life, and you're a good brother and a good son. I cannot give you probation, however, because that would so seriously understate the severity of what you did that day in North Minneapolis. I don't claim to understand why you did what you did on that day. I truly didn't realize that people in this day and age, particularly young educated people, still held such repugnant racist ideas as the ones expressed in your text messages. Your father told me in a letter that your family was raised without any prejudice or even considering the color of a person's skin. We were all just people and all equal, is what he said. Based on that, I'm not even sure whether those ignorant thoughts that we saw in your text messages were truly what you believe, or if they were just a terribly misguided attempt to be cool or fit in. But either way, you brought a loaded gun into a gathering of the very people for whom you had expressed such contempt. I don't believe for a second that you wore a mask that night because it was cold. You were not there as a person of goodwill. And it played out as anyone would have predicted. The only saving grace is that your shots didn't kill their targets. All of the victims are recovering now, albeit with difficulty. And I'm especially thankful that one of the 8 bullets that you fired didn't find its way into a family's home in the area and take a completely innocent life. Based on your conduct and the injuries that it caused, I find that the criminality of the offense would not be unfairly exaggerated by sentencing 4 of the counts consecutively. So I am going to accept the recommendation of the PSI writer as to consecutive sentencing and as to the total sentence. Would you please rise, Mr. Scarsella, and counsel? Sir, having been found guilty by a jury and standing convicted, you are hereby committed to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a total of 182 months. This includes 74 months on count 7, assault in the first degree of Mr. King, 36 months concurrent on count 3, assault in the second degree of Mr. Martin, 36 months consecutive on count 4, assault in the second degree of Mr. Clark, 36 months consecutive on count 5, assault in the second degree of Mr. Larkins, 36 months consecutive on count 6, assault in the second degree of Mr. Hoskins. There will be a conviction entered but no sentence imposed on count 1, riot, because it was part of the same behavioral incident. And there will be no adjudications of the lesser included charges in counts 2 or 8 through 12. Of the total sentence of 182 months, at least 2/3 or 121 and a third months shall be served in prison. The remainder of that time will be served on supervised release. The commissioner may extend your time in prison up to the entire sentence of 182 months if you commit any disciplinary offenses or supervised release violations. I will give you credit for the 520 days that you've already spent in custody. I'll impose the mandatory minimum fine of $50 and a surcharge of $78. As a result of your conviction, you must provide a DNA sample. You are prohibited from possessing or using any firearms, ammunition, or explosives. That is a lifetime ban based on the nature of the conviction. Mr. Scarsella, I will sign the proposed restitution order in the amounts of $319.49 for Mr. Clark and $1,175 for Mr. Hoskins. That order will take effect in 30 days unless you file a challenge to the amount, and any restitution will be taken from your prison earnings. Do you have any questions, Mr. Scarsella, about any parts of your sentence?
No.
Sir, I truly hope that the ideas that you've expressed, that we've heard about in the trial, haven't so poisoned your mind that they prevent you from being a productive member of the community in the future or being an asset to the community like you talked about a moment ago. After you've served out your commitment, your punishment, I hope you can resume a positive life with your family, returning to the ideals with which you were raised. Good luck to you, sir.